Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, coming up on the show, we're talking with Tom Ingram, owner and founder of Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend. We're going to talk about Viva Las Vegas 18. Also on the show, tunes from the Alvin Brothers, Dave and Phil, Webb Wilder, Tiny Kennedy, The Sonics, Levi, and The Rock Hats, and so much more. Let's kick it off with a brand new tune from Jittery Jack. This is from the Bear Records 40th Anniversary Project. You can find this song at jitterijack.bandcamp.com. Here's Bear My Heart on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Mississippi too. I got a gal down in Georgia, one in Mississippi too. But then I found out what my New Orleans gal could do. You said your mother was a Creole, Indian was your daddy. You said your mother was a Creole and an Indian was your daddy. I know you gave me a feeling, something I never had, but you changed, you changed, baby, you changed, yeah, you changed. Since you come to Chicago, you don't even walk the same. Since you come to Chicago, you done changed your name. Since you come to Chicago, baby, you change your name. You change your way of talking, ain't nothing about you the same. I didn't just know you in Chicago, I knew you down in New Orleans. I didn't just know you in Chicago, I knew you down in New Orleans. Yeah, I knew you, baby, when you were eating rice and beans. then you changed. Yeah, you changed. Baby, you changed. Baby, you changed. You come up to Chicago and you don't even walk a set.
I'm gonna sing all night. I'll sing it to someone who's gonna treat me, treat me right. Cause you're a two-timing woman. Yes, cause you're a two-timing woman. Well, you had your fun, I'm a two-timing. You're a two-timing woman, it's true. You're a two-timing woman.
We started that set off with a new track from Jittery Jack and finished it with another Jack, Jack Scott from 1957 with Two Time and Woman. In between there, Dave and Phil Alvin from their Grammy-nominated project Common Ground and the tune You've Changed. Now coming up in a bit, a new tune from Laura Hope and the Arctones called I'm the One. But let's kick it off with a track from Janis Martin, nicknamed the Female Elvis. This is from 1958 on RCA Victor. Here's Bang Bang.
I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby, give you all my kisses to boot. I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby, give you all my kisses to boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a detour, cock your pistol and root it. I'll trade you my love for your love, baby. All my devotion to boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a deal, cock your pistol and root a toot toot. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.
Presents Viva Las Vegas 18 Rockabilly Weekend, April 2nd through the 5th, 2015 at the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas. Featuring performances by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dion.
They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, around, around.
The Sonics. A special reunion of Levi Dexter and the Rock Hats.
I need a room to rock.
Plus over 50 more artists. Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour and Viva Las Vegas are teaming up to give away two free passes for the entire weekend. Go to rockabillyandblues.com. Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Click on the contest tab and enter for your chance to win. Music, cars, pinup contests, burlesque events. It's a rockabilly lover's dream. Viva Las Vegas 18. For tickets and more information, go to vivalasvegas.net. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, don't forget about our favorite Johnny Cash song, Countdown, happening in March, voted on by you. All you got to do is go to rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Click on the favorite Johnny Cash song tab at the top of the website and let us know your favorite Johnny Cash song. We're going to count down the top 20 during the month of March with a segment on each of the shows that month. Now, if you're a fan of J.D. McPherson, here's a bit of a treat. Let's hear a couple of original versions of songs he's covered both recently and on his Signs and Signifiers debut. We've got Tiny Kennedy's Country Boy, as well as Billy Boy Arnold's I Wish You Would, a tune J.D. recently covered on a 45 and a digital compilation called Warm Covers. But let's start off with a tune from his previous band, the Starkweather Boys, the song Straight Razor Baby on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Hi, this is J.D. McPherson, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. I'll be a country boy the rest of my day. I ain't nothing but an old farm hand. Ain't nothing but an old farm hand. Nothing but no farm hand, be a farm hand the rest of my day. Baby, I plowed a mule across the field more than you've rode in an automobile. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Be a country boy the rest of my day. I saves my bread, ain't gonna let you women's go to my head. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. A country boy the rest of my day. Baby, I plowed a mule across the field more than you've rode in an automobile. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I'll be a country boy the rest of my day. Ain't nothing but a country boy. Woo-hee. Get over that mule. Ain't nothing but a country boy. Sue that chicken, sue that.
4:30 in the morning, about to break a day. That's when my baby went away. Crying and pleading won't do no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Love you, baby, I can't help myself. I wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night makes your little baby feel just right. Tell me now, baby, what you're trying to do. Trying to love me and some other man too. Drinking all night long, drove my baby away from home. Please, pretty baby, give me one more chance. You know I love and wanna be your man. Crying and pleading ain't doing no good. Come back, baby, I wish.
That's Billy Boy Arnold with I Wish You Would from 1955 on VJ Records. The tune had a real Bo Diddley type style to it. In fact, Arnold was doing some work with Bo Diddley at the time. The song has been covered by several, including the aforementioned J.D. McPherson version. Artists like the Yardbirds, the Blasters, Canned Heat, even David Bowie, Dex Romweber duo. Many others have done covers of this one. Hey, coming up in a bit, we're going to speak with Viva Las Vegas owner Tom Ingram about the upcoming Viva Las Vegas 18, the Viva Las Vegas ticket giveaway, and all kinds of fun things. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that one. We're going to get right back into the music from their album I Dressed in Black Today. Here's Runnin' Wild and All I Want on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I'm longing for your touch and I'm hungry for your smile. Everywhere I look I'm haunted by your face, and I know there's no one who could ever take your place. I remember how it used to feel, holding hands knowing that our love was real. And I remember the tears in your eyes. I was so blind I laughed at your goodbye. All I want right now is to forget everything that I regret. I can't go without you. Never realized that losing what we had would turn my world around and I'd live. left you regret. Now I'm longing for what used to be a promise for eternity. Now I'm longing to see you smile again. I could never ever let you leave again. All I want right now is to forget everything that I regret.
Hi, this is Webb Wilder, electrifying artist, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and we just heard Webb Wilder's cover of the Larry Williams hit, She Said Yeah. Hey, it's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and on the phone, Tom Ingram, owner and founder of Viva Las Vegas. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Oh, man, I'm doing really good. Thanks for being on the show with us. A few weeks back, we talked about, you know, did you ever think Viva Las Vegas 18 would happen? And you were thinking, man, you weren't sure if Viva Las Vegas 2 was going to happen. How did this all come about for you?
Well, when I moved to California, I wanted to organize a weekend event because I used to do weekenders in England. And originally, I was thinking about doing it in Long Beach or Los Angeles, but there were just too many things that didn't seem quite right. And then I came up with the idea of Vegas, and that just seemed to be the right place. And so that's how it came about. And I went to Vegas and searched out hotels with no luck at all. No one wanted to. But a couple of places were interested, but they were the wrong venues. And then I was talking to a guy called Seymour Heller, who was manager of the Treniers and Liberace. And we were just chatting. And he said, you know, I'll tell you what my plans were. He said, oh, a friend of mine, he's in charge of entertainment at the Gold Coast. So that's how it came about.
Well, it also seems like you probably start planning for the next year probably about 5 minutes after the previous or the current one ends.
Actually, I've already booked some acts for 2016.
That's amazing. What's the booking process like for you guys?
It varies. I get submissions all year, and I listen to them all, every single one, and then decide which ones I'm interested in and which ones don't stand a chance. Because, believe it or not, I get a lot of submissions from bands that aren't even remotely connected to the rockabilly scene. And I'm talking about even hip-hop bands and people like that send me stuff.
That's amazing.
Obviously, they just get a delete and don't get an email back. But it's really just trying to... I don't like to go with all known acts because there's so many good new bands out there as well.
Sure.
But I like to get a mixture and I like to give some new bands a chance to play a big event.
That's the Sonics with their cover of Little Richard's Keep a Knockin'. Now the Sonics are performing at this year's Viva Las Vegas. On the phone, Tom Ingram from Viva Las Vegas. I'm sure looking back over the years, you've had some amazing acts out there. Are there any that really stand out for you?
A lot of them. Obviously, the first time Ruth Brown played will always stand out. Then Chuck Berry, because he was the first one of the sort of big greats that I booked, and it's one of those things I never thought I'd actually get to do, and I did.
Yeah.
And obviously Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard, but whichever one of those three had been the first one would have been a special show for me.
You know, when you can associate Rock and Roll Hall of Famer next to somebody's name, does that seem to kind of really up the ante?
It does, because they're not getting any younger.
Yeah.
And in the case of, say, Little Richard, who doesn't really want to, he can't perform really anymore. Jerry Lee Lewis is on the verge of retiring completely, and Chuck Berry is quite old now.
Yeah.
So it's the last chance, really, of booking some of these acts. Chuck Berry did announce his retirement soon after playing Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. Looking at this year, you've got Dion on the show. I mean, this is a guy that was on the Winter Dance Party tour in 1959 with Buddy Holly, has remained relevant, you know, all these decades. So I'm looking forward to seeing that show.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I'm pleased to actually be able to book him. I think he'll do well.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys. I
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion playing at this year's Viva Las Vegas. VivaLasVegas.net is where people can go to find out for more information. You've got the Sonics.
Yes.
A lot of buzz about these guys, especially after this Foo Fighters episode recently of Sonic Highways, and they had them on there talking about that nice reunion of Levi and the Rock Hats. You know, it's probably been 30 years since this group of guys has have performed together. People like Joe Clay, Sleepy LaBeef, Furious.
Actually, Sleepy LaBeef won't be playing. Oh. He had a conflict, which meant he had to pull out. But he's been replaced with Ray Campy and Big Sandy.
Oh, that's very cool. And we're also giving away two free tickets for the whole weekend. And thanks to you guys for that help with that. Really excited to see. I've already gotten some entries on there. Do you have any stories when you look back over the last 17 ones that you've put on? Any stories kind of stand out for you?
There was a guy who, not many people know about this one, a guy phoned me up about 6 weeks before and said that Ben Affleck wanted to come to the event and that he worked for CBS and could he get tickets for Ben Affleck? And I said, yes, of course. Yeah, no problem. And he kept phoning me and confirming. I said, yeah. He said, there's going to be a group of 12 people. I said, no problem. And then he said Chris Hansen from NBC wanted to come as well because he's going to be doing a program about Vegas and wanted to do some research. He needed tickets as well. And I said, yep, no problem at all. And so we dragged this on all the way up to the event and arranged to meet him at the event to give him the wristbands. And we were filming the documentary at that one. I met him in the hotel and I had the wristbands in my hand and I was sort of holding them out but holding them back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I said, so will I be able to meet Ben Affleck and get his autograph or a photo with him? He goes, yeah, of course, no problem. And I said, and then I started talking about Chris Hansen and this TV show. And he goes, oh, yeah, they definitely want to come and film at Viva Las Vegas for their show and stuff like that. And now there's a big group of people standing around watching us filming. And then I said, there's only one problem with all this. He said, what's that? I said, well, first of all, I know for a fact that Ben Affleck's actually going to be in New York this weekend. Chris Hansen is a personal friend of the head of security here at the hotel and won't be here either. I know, and I've known all along, that you've been trying to scam tickets out of me.
Oh, my gosh. But
I nodded my head, and suddenly security appeared. They took his photograph, took a photo of his ID and all his details, and he got escorted out of the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
All on camera.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And obviously, he never got the wristbands.
Yeah.
Then people started showing up saying, oh, I was put on this guy's list. And I had to give my name. And then we said, sorry, you've just been scammed. They'd pay this guy for tickets.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing the kind of crazy strategies people will go through.
Yes. He's very good, though. He made it sound very convincing. And he would always answer his phone with production.
Yeah.
But he's permanently barred from all Boyd Gaming properties now.
Yeah. That's pretty clever that you guys caught him on that. And on tape.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I tell you what, when I'm there in April, I'm going to make sure that there's no video cameras anywhere near you.
Right.
Well, people can register Rockabilly and Blues, Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Click on the Viva Las Vegas giveaway tab. Enter to hopefully win. And for more information, VivaLasVegas.net.
Yes.
Tom, thank you so much for being on here. Do you have any requests for us?
Yeah, one of my all-time favorites is Warren Smith, I've Got Love If You Want It.
Oh, there you go. Well, we're going to have that coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, I can never hear too much of that song.
I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. Got your love if you want it. I got love if you want it. We can rock a while. We can rock a while. Quit teasing me, baby. Quit teasing me, baby. We fine looking thing. Fine looking thing. If you let me love you, I'll be your loving man.
leave your loving man. Let me come inside. Let me come inside. Now here you come, baby. Now here you come, baby. With your head hung down. With your head hung down. You've been bawling. It's all over town. It's all over town. I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. I got your love if you want it. Got your love if you want it. I got love if you want it. We can rock a while. We can rock a while.
The man. The voice, the attitude. Robert Gordon is coming home.
I'm a coming home. Gotta make some love. I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove. I'm coming home. It's late, we're about to run out of gas. It's late, it's
late. Lanark Records presents Robert Gordon's first release since 2007, I'm Coming Home.
What can it be wrong? It'd be good to let me know. I'm caught in line. What if you like to be left?
Featuring special appearances by Marshall Crenshaw and the Hooters' David Ussikkinen, arranged and produced by Robert Gordon. Robert Gordon, I'm Coming Home, available June 24th on Lanark Records. Your source for rockabilly blues, surf roots, early country and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we just heard Tom Ingram's request for the show. Warren Smith, I've Got Love If You Want It. It's from 1957 on Sun Records. Thanks again to Tom for spending some time with us. And be sure to check out VivaLasVegas.net for more information. And be sure and register to possibly win a giveaway we're doing for the whole weekend. RockabillyandBlues.com. Click on the Viva Las Vegas tab at the top and just fill out your information and hopefully you might win. Now let's hear a couple of other artists appearing at Viva this year. Buzz and the Flyers with Every Walk of Life. But first, rockabilly legend Joe Clay, who's also going to be gracing the stage there at Viva Las Vegas, reminding us not to mess with his DuckTales. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales. If you mess with my DuckTales, I'll get so mad at you. You gotta jump like a jumper, move like a moo cow, bob like a bobcat, but don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales. If you mess with my DuckTales, I'll get so mad at you. Hey, don't mess with my DuckTales. 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 If you mess with my DuckTales, I'll get so mad at you. Oh, go, cat, go! I'm gonna get you with my big shotgun. If you don't love me, baby, you got no sense. But Lordy, Miss Carter, don't jump that fence. Don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales. If you mess with my DuckTales, I'll get so mad at you. Hey, don't mess with my DuckTales. Please, don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales. If you mess with my DuckTales, I'll get so mad at you. Get it! Go, go, go!
DuckTales. Mess with my DuckTales. If you mess with my DuckTales, I'll get so mad at you. Hey, don't mess with my DuckTales. Baby, don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales. Don't mess with my DuckTales.
And the Flyers performing at this year's Viva Las Vegas. How about another group performing there? Levi and the Rock Hats reuniting. It's like the Blues Brothers said, we're getting the band back together. Here's Note from the South on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, I took my baby for a little walk. Just gonna have a little talk. Just when I got out behind the bar. You
really, but I'm glad all over. I got goose pepper, baby, cause it feels so good when you cuddle me like you do, and I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, I'm real goose happy, and I'm glad all over. Oh, your touch goes through me like electric bar. Well, every part of me glows. I don't take much looking to see what I got, cause it shows, it shows. Come on, honey, baby, get me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, it's silly, but I'm bad all over. Cooking inside when we're cheek to cheek. Temperature low, but my fever is high. I can't speak, I'm too weak. Come on, honey bunny, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over. Woo! Hot dang dilly, so silly, but I'm glad all over.
Press your lips to mine, whisper how I love you. We've got our chance at last to do the things we wanna do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. You set my soul on fire. Every muscle in my body's burning with desire. Baby, kiss me, do. Make me know you're mine. Love me with desire. Oh, honey, this is fine. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Help me. Let's go! Thoughts that are running wild. I've got to make you mine. God, just a little while. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. Love me. Love me.
This is Robert Gordon, and you're listening to James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It's late, it's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long. Too fast, too fast. We should've checked our time, can't phone. We don't spend every time. It's late, we gotta run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get on gas. Can't speak, we're in a slowdown zone. Baby, look at that clock, what can it be wrong? If we could've left home right at 4:45, could've had phone and plenty of time. We gotta start, it's just a little bit late. Ooh, I hope this won't be our last day. Look up, he's at the moon with two. He can't be, looks like the sun to me. It's late, I hate to raise your dad. Too bad, I know it's gonna be mad. It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long. It's late, we're about to run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get on blast. Can't speak, we're in a slowdown zone. Baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could've left home by 8:45, would've had fun, I'm plenty of time. We got our party, just a little bit late. Hope that won't be our last day. Look up, you got the moon, so you can't be, looks like the sun to me. It's late, I hate to face your dad. Too bad, I know it's gonna be mad. It's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long.
Robert Gordon with the cover of Ricky Nelson's It's Late, a tune written by Dorsey Burnett. Now, that appears on Robert's latest album, I'm Coming Home, available now on Lanark Records. Before that, The Phantom with his tune, Love Me. We also heard from the King of Rockabilly, Carl Perkins, Glad All Over from Sun Records. Hey, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, you want to stay tuned for some really exciting things in upcoming episodes, which I'd love to tell you about, but I won't just yet. You gotta listen. It's as simple as that. Listen to us. Let us know your requests, rockabillyandblues@yahoo.com. And until next time, this is Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.